This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Viksit Bharat at 2047 is an ambition of every Indian, and states can play an active role to achieve this aim as they are directly connected with the people. Addressing the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today, the Prime Minister said Viksit states will make a Viksit Bharat. He said this decade is of changes, technological, geopolitical, and also of opportunities. The Prime Minister said India should grab these opportunities and make the policies conducive for international investments. The Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog was held at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre today. The Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, who is also the chairman of the Niti Aayog, chaired the meeting. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories, union ministers as ex officio members and special invitees, and the vice chairman Suman Beri and members of Niti Aayog are attending the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. The program will be broadcast at 11 a.m. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, EIR News website and News on EIR mobile app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that only international cooperation can ensure that the global commons are secure and global goods are delivered. Participating in the 31st ASEAN Regional Forum in Vientiane, Laos People's Democratic Republic today, Dr. Jayashankar emphasized that solutions can only emerge through cooperation, economic, political, technological and connectivity. The External Affairs Minister asserted that we should be robust in combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Earlier today, speaking at the 14th East Asia Summit Foreign Ministers meeting, the External Affairs Minister said India has consistently contributed towards East Asia Summit Plan of Action, and it was reflected in East Asia Summit Conference on Maritime Security and Cooperation held in Mumbai. He said Nalanda University is a realization of important commitment to East Asia Summit. He said India values the participation of ASEAN members in the Voice of the Global South Summit. Dr. Jayashankar said East Asia Summit is crucial in bringing the member countries together at a time when differences are sharp and interests are diverse. In Maharashtra, at least 3 people have been killed and 2 injured after a 2-story building collapsed in the Belapur area of Navi Mumbai this morning. Navi Mumbai Municipal Commissioner Kailash Shinde said the NDRF along with police and civic officials carried out the rescue operation. 52 individuals, including 13 children, were safely evacuated from the building and 2 people were rescued from the debris. He said an investigation will be conducted into the incident. Mumbai and various parts of Maharashtra have been experiencing continuous rainfall for several days, resulting in waterlogging, disruptions to public transport system, and traffic congestion in many areas. At least 30 Palestinians have been killed and over 100 wounded in central Gaza following an Israeli strike on a school that was sheltering injured and displaced Palestinians. The Israeli military said that the strike targeted a Hamas command and a control center located within the school compound. It said the school was being used for launching attacks against Israeli troops and storing weapons, and they had issued a warning to civilians before carrying out the strike. In Paris Olympics, India's Manu Bhakar has secured a place in the final of the women's 10-meter air pistol event. Bhakar finished third with an impressive total score of 580 points and 27 inner in the qualifying event. However, Bhakar's compatriot Rhythm Sangwan failed to make the cut after ending at 15th place. In another heartbreak for India, both Indian teams bowed out of medal contention in the 10-meter mixed team air rifle competition. And with that, we end this news bulletin.